Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is the third Sunday in Advent, and we're talking about joy. A brief word about joy. The subject this afternoon that is, I have entitled it, This Joy That I Have. We were talking and reading this morning from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 24, and the Amplified Version of the Bible doesn't really give much difference. Reason for that is because this is self-explanatory. It's very simple. And the 24th verse says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. The author of this text is David. You remember who David is, amen? This name means beloved, a man after God's own heart. You remember David? David was Jesse's boy. He watched the sheep as a boy. You know, David was also a musician. David was an armor bearer for King Saul. David killed Goliath. This same David, after becoming king, brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem after it had been gone for 70 years, and he danced like a madman. This is David this morning. You remember it was David, while fleeing for his life with trouble on every hand, he had to encourage himself in the Lord. This is David talking this morning. David fighting a battle, he came back home and the enemy had taken everything he had, including his wife and kids. This same David schemed and laid up with Bathsheba, Solomon's mama. He simply starts out by saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. But how many know it's hard to give God thanks when you have lost your joy? If we were real honest in here, we could stand up and tell the truth and say, preacher, it's real hard to give thanks because I lost my joy. Does anybody know how hard it is to give thanks? How hard it is to wave your hands and how hard it is to say God is good when you have no joy? It's real hard to give God praise when you're broke as a joke and you're pulling lint out of your pocket at offering time. It's hard to give God praise because there is no joy. It's hard to give God praise when your husband is tipping and tripping around the corner, drinking, smoking dope, cheating, staying out all night long. It's hard to give God thanks when your wife is out doing whatever she wants with whomever she pleases, talking to you any old kind of way. It's hard to have joy, amen. It's hard to have joy when you have members that hate up on you in church and they want to tell you how to run stuff. That's hard to have joy. It's hard to give God glory when you're going through the valley. How many know it's hard to give God joy when you've got trouble in your way? Come on now, let's be honest. Yeah. We can't always just have a good day. Some days are going to be bad days. Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to front. I'm a witness. And I know that the devil will throw you for a loop.
Yeah.
Has he done it to you?
Yes.
If he hasn't, keep on living. But how many will stand today with me and say that I'm going to be like David? See, David had the favor. He had favor. He messed up all the time. But he knew how to go back to God. Amen? Being a Christian doesn't mean that you are perfect. It just simply means that you are forgiven. Psalm 34:2, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. How many of you this morning will stand with me and say, I refuse to let the devil take my joy away? Come on, tell I refuse to let the devil take my joy away. How many will stand and say, I refuse to be broke, busted, and disgusted? How many will stand and say, I refuse to wallow in a pity party? How many will say, like Nehemiah says in 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. If you don't have no strength, it's because you don't have any joy. If you don't have any joy, it's because you don't have any Jesus. Come on in here today. Just for a minute, think of all the places that you could have been. Think of all the places that God has spared you from. Think about it. Just think about it for a minute. I could have been laid out in somebody's funeral home, waiting to be viewed. Amen. Not looked at, but viewed. I could have been in Lehigh County waiting to see a judge. I could have been at St. Luke's or Sacred Heart waiting on a doctor's report. I could be at the infusion center waiting for my chemotherapy. I could have been an alcoholic in a bar with no friend but my Bob. I could have been in a crack house strung out on dope. Could have lost my mind, but the Lord blocked that too. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, and when you think about the goodness of Jesus, your soul should cry out, hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, and there's a song that uses, I can dance, dance, dance all night. Does anybody have a dance in their spirit this morning? You ought to give God some praise. In this place, I know we're not Pentecostals, but it doesn't matter. If God has blessed you, give him your best praise. Just take 10 seconds right now and give him your best praise. Hey! Before God can show you that it's good, it requires an action on our part, and that is to give. Yeah. He wants us to give thanks. Are there any givers in the house? See? Are there any givers in the house? Are there any givers in the house? If you want pure joy, give. Trust me, I'm speaking from personal experience. I get more joy out of helping other folks. I get more joy out of giving to folks than I do by getting anything in return. As a matter of fact, when people give me stuff, I feel awkward. I'd much rather watch you open up something than I would open up something that myself. True fact, joy begins with giving. Stay with me. Psalm 118 and 5 said, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. This is the next reason that we ought to rejoice in the Lord, because we can always call on Him. Yeah. Sister Tony, you can always call on Him. You get me, sometimes you might not get me back. I say, I'm working, I gotta get with you later. But when you call on the Lord, any time, any place, He is always available. You can call Him anytime, and you should call Him all the time, not just when you are happy. He's not like most of us. The first thing we do, now I'm going to tell the truth, because I do it too. The first thing that we do when the phone rings, what do? We look at the caller ID. Amen? Worst thing ever invented, but good at the same time. We look at the caller ID and we see, well, gee, who is that? And we make a decision. We say, what does she want? I don't have time for her mess right now. I'm going to send that to voicemail. I've got my own troubles. Can I get away? I'm so thankful that every time I call Sister Sarah, she answers the phone. Come on now. And when she answers the phone, she always blesses me.
Yeah.
I try not to call her unless I have some time. Because we just connect in a way that is different. And every time I call her on the phone, we always at least an hour. And I'm grateful for your friendship and your counsel. And thank you. Keep answering the phone. I won't wear you out. I won't wear you out. I know if I do, you'll tell me. Amen. But God won't do us like that. He's always, we used to sing a song, Jesus is what?
On the main line.
Just tell him what you want. The season saints used to sing, they used to say, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. And then if you didn't get that, they tell you what to tell him. They say, if you want more power, call him up. If you want healing in your body, call him up. If you want joy in your soul, call him up. He's always available. They used to say, you call him in the morning. You can call him in the noonday. You call him all night long. Whatever you need him, he's there. Amen, somebody. Keep on going. 118:6, the B part of that verse, says, what can man do unto me? I like that one. That's where most of us get hung up. Man can only do what you let them. Amen, somebody. Somebody can only do to you what you let them do. If you let somebody take you outside of yourself, you let them do that. Amen? If you keep reading, the Bible has an answer for that. But you have to read and you have to come to an understanding and an acceptance. Psalm 118:8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. Now, I'm talking to Christians this morning. I'm talking right now to saved folks. Because the world doesn't understand this. It's available to them, but they don't understand it. So right now I'm talking to those of you that say you love Jesus and you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. This is for you. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. Now doesn't that make sense, to put your confidence in the creator of the creature than to put your confidence in the creature itself? When you have a problem in a department store, you don't want to talk to the underling. You want to talk to the person running the show. Amen? Because they have the answer. Put your confidence in the creator and not the creation. Turn to your neighbor and say, but. You know that's one of my words, but. But we love to put our trust in man. Don't we now? I'm talking to you. Y'all better talk back because I know I'm telling the truth. We put our trust in our girlfriends, in our boyfriends, in our mamas, our daddies, our homeboys. We trust them with our deepest and darkest secrets, and then we get mad when our dirty laundry is all over town. We get mad when our dirty laundry makes it into the church house. We place our confidence in man, and then we get upset when man fails us. We live our lives in a way that has one foot in the church and the other in the street. We misquote scripture to excuse our failure to fall in line. But the Bible says enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to the destruction. And many, what? Enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. When you place your confidence in man, your joy is in the world. And then when the world does what the world will do, you will find yourself oftentimes in joyless situations. Did you miss that? When your joy is in the world, you're putting all your eggs in the world's basket. The Bible says that this world will pass away. But before the word of God would fail, heaven and earth. So when you put your joy in the world and the world does what it does, you will find yourself oftentimes in joyless situations. Am I talking to anybody? But you see, I said before, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. have joy. See, the world doesn't understand that because they have a misconception that when we confess Christ, automatically everything is now all right. And that is not the truth. But what it does mean is when we have a day, when we have a moment, when we're going through a storm, when our marriage isn't right, when our children aren't acting right, when our money isn't right, we can still have joy in the midst of a bad situation. And that's what sets us apart from the world. Bad days, sometimes. Dark times, sometimes. But still, joy. You need to know that y'all better trust in the Lord. Do you believe that? You ought to trust in the Lord. Yeah. We spend so much time worrying and we spend so much time stressed out. Yeah. And that is not what the Lord would have for us. Yeah. Victory over stress comes with what? A personal relationship. Yeah. If you miss Sunday school, you don't know what I was just talking about. Y'all got to get up a little bit earlier. Amen. Jeremiah 17:5. Says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. Yeah. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Why? God says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Do you want to be blessed?
Yeah.
Do you want to be blessed? Come on now. I don't know about you, but I could use one.
Yeah.
No wonder life is going so bad for so many of us, because we're cursed. Because our trust is not in the Lord. Our joy is not in the Lord. Our confidence is in man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you put folks on a pedestal,
yeah,
you put them there.
Yeah.
And then when they fall off of something that you put them on,
yeah,
you get mad.
Yeah, yeah.
When they fell off of something they didn't even know they were standing on, your confidence need not be in man. It needs to be in the Lord.
Amen.
We have a light bill due on Thursday, and we give it to God on Sunday. Then we say to him on Monday and Tuesday. But by come Wednesday, if he don't take care of it, then we get on the phone. Because we have no confidence that the Lord's word is true, where it says, I will provide. We go to the pawn shop, call mom and dad or somebody else. Somebody, I need money to pay my light bill. Psalm 118:12, they compass about me like bees. David was talking about all the nations that were around him, ready to destroy him. I remember when I was little, I was cutting grass for my grandfather, and there was a beehive in the ground. And I ran over it with the lawnmower. And I found out real quick that bumblebees can live in the ground. And well, I took off running. It didn't help me, because when I stopped, the bees started to swarm all around me. They were stinging me in my face, here and there. I got hollering. My granddaddy came running. He said, boy, where are you? I said, I'm over here. And when he came over, he took his shirt off. And he threw it over my head to protect me.
Yeah.
And he got stung. And I didn't. Now, what's the point of that? The Bible says, when they came upon me to eat up my flesh, they what? They stumbled and they fell. When you place your confidence in the Lord, when they come for you, amen? He's going to meet you right where you are. He's going to throw his arms around you, and he's going to take the hit. But if you don't know him, you can't call him. If you call me Jim, I'm going to keep right on walking. If you don't know me, I don't know you. Come on in here, somebody. This is how God does us. When the enemies come around us like bees, God covers us. Even though we should be stung. Did you hear that? Even though we should be stung, he hides us in his secret place. God's got you, and that is reason enough. If nothing else I say today, that is reason enough to have joy. God's got your back. Act like it. When folks start talking about you, Put your head up like this and keep on walking. Because if they stop talking, you ain't doing nothing. Why have joy? Because he said so. Why have this joy? Because you can call on him. Why have this joy? Because you can trust him and he will cover you. Psalm 118 and 14 says, the Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. My Uncle Gary, he used to preach every Sunday, and every Sunday he would get caught up and he would say, you know what? That's another message. And that's a whole other message in itself. The Lord is, capital I-X, the Lord is my strength and song, and he is my salvation. How many times do we know that David says is?
Yeah.
Amen. How many know that the Lord is? Do you know that the Lord is? Whatever that is. In Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. David is familiar with the Lord being his is. And you need to be comfortable enough to know that the Lord is your is. And what does that mean? He is your father. When your mother and father forsake you, what does the word say? The Lord will lift you up.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
How many know that the Lord is? Turn to your neighbor, and I dare you shout, the Lord is.
The Lord is.
The Lord is.
The Lord is.
Lord has the Lord ever come in and covered up your mess?
Yeah.
Come on now, tell the truth.
Yeah.
Has the Lord ever come in and covered up your mess?
Yeah.
Has the Lord ever came and bailed you out of a sticky situation?
Yeah.
Has the Lord ever had to pull you out of some muck and some mud?
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
Has the Lord ever had to save your marriage?
Yeah.
Because you know only he can do that. It takes work on both parties, but only the Lord can mend a fracture. The Bible says that what God has joined together, let no man, let no woman, no side piece put on. Take your house back. Has the Lord ever had to save your job? Have you ever been given notice that the company is downsizing, but somehow you managed to stay on?
Come on now.
Have you ever experienced that? Has anyone ever experienced that? Been told it's time to part ways, but somehow you managed to roll on just a little while longer?
Yeah.
That's the Lord at work behind the scenes on your behalf.
Yeah.
You should be joyful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Has the Lord ever had to put food on your table?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been without? And got a phone call or a text message, go to this place at this address. They have food there. Have you ever experienced that? That's a reason to have joy. Has the Lord ever had to rock you to sleep at night when you get to bed and you get to thinking about everything that you think you should have and how you think you should feel? And then you start tossing and turning, and then that goes to you. Oh, I remember when somebody said something about me, and then that leads on to, oh, I don't have enough money in the bank, and that leads on to, oh, my electric bill is due in 2 days, and that leads on to, oh, my goodness, there's not enough oil in the furnace, and before you know it, you're staring at the ceiling, and then you just cry out, and the Lord comes, and he rocks you to sleep. That's a reason to have joy. Has he ever dried weeping eyes? Have you ever stood in front of a loved one knowing that that is your last time that you will ever see that shell on this side, and your eyes are full of tears, and you feel like you'll never, ever be the same again, and then the Lord comes and dries your weeping eyes? Have you ever experienced that? There's a reason to have joy. Bridges over troubled waters, that's reason to have joy. Simply because the Lord is reason to have joy. Somebody knows that the Lord is my strength and my salvation. Somebody knows that the Lord is my life. Whom shall I fear? I'm talking about joy. Do you all have joy? Real joy? Has the Lord been your ears ever? If you acknowledge that the Lord is, that opens up the door for you to experience true joy.
Yeah.
And I said it, and I'll say it again, because when the door is open,
uh-huh,
it's joy from the Lord.
Yes.
It is not joy from the world. And when it comes from the Lord, ain't nobody, nothing, no situation gonna take it from you.
Yes.
It is yours.
Yes.
It was specifically designed and made for your joy.
Yes.
Your joy is not the same as mine.
Amen.
You don't like the same kind of food that I like, but we both have food. Amen.
Yes.
The food that is for me is for me, and the food that's for you is for you. The joy that the Lord brings down for you is yours.
Amen.
Walk in it.
Yes.
Live in it.
Yes.
Breathe in it.
Yes.
Have faith in it.
Amen.
It's yours.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 118:17 says, I shall not die,
yes,
but live.
Yes.
See, two or three of y'all should have shouted right there.
Yes.
No, seriously. I shall not die.
Yes.
I shall live.
Yes.
How many of you should be dead right now?
Yes.
Anybody honest enough to raise your hand? I will. Amen, but here we are,
yes,
sitting like we owe somebody. Come on now, Lord don't owe us nothing.
Yes.
Y'all to shout every time Satan has tried to kill us. Here we stand. He even tried to do it this week. But we're still here because God said you shall live.
Yes.
And you shall not die.
Yes.
I don't understand why y'all can sit
Come
and
on.
Just look at me. You shall live.
Yes.
And not die. The car wreck should have killed somebody in here.
Yes.
Your first marriage to the wrong one should have took you out, but you're still here. The drugs that got you high should have killed you, but you're here. There is a reason for that, and you owe God your best praise. Thoughts of suicide and depression. Depression comes from Satan.
That's right.
Comes right from the pit of hell.
Right.
There ain't nothing about God anywhere in the middle of that mess.
Come on,
if your confidence and joy is in man, when man fails you, you will what? You will come depressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
If your joy comes from the Lord, the world can't take it away. Depressed Christian is an oxymoron.
Yes.
It doesn't even make sense.
That's right.
It doesn't even make sense. Now, I'm not saying that depression isn't real. There are people that suffer from depression.
Yes.
But I'm telling you that if your joy and your confidence is in man, that situation will be compounded.
Yes, it will.
Amen, somebody.
Yes.
If your joy is in the Lord, he has got your back. He will hold your mind steady in situations like that. God said, no, I'm not through with you yet.
Come on.
Stay around here just a little while longer. God said, you shall live.
Live.
The reason he said you shall live is because he's not through with you yet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So if the drugs didn't kill you, the cancer didn't kill you, and the husband didn't kill you, or the wife didn't kill you, or the cancer didn't kill you, it's because God is not through with you yet.
Come on.
Do you know what it takes to make a diamond? Pressure.
That's right.
Heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intense pressure and heat.
And heat.
And it gets tumbled and fumbled around underneath the surface of the earth. As the earth plates are moving, it's grinding things and it's heat and it's ugly and it's painful and it's hard. But when the earth stops moving, out comes a beautiful diamond. Ain't nothing like it in the world. So if you want to shine, you're going to have to go through some stuff.
Yes, you will.
He made this day.
Yes, he did.
With us in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 118:24, and I'm about finished. This is the day which the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. They say it's a day that I've never seen before.
Uh-huh.
And when it is past and it is gone, I will never see it again.
Come on.
When he made joy, he made it just for me. When he made this day, he made this day for me. And my day is not going to be the same day as yours.
Come
but I'm determined, come hell or high water, that I'm going to do the very best that I can with this day. Because the Lord made it with me in mind. But he didn't promise me one tomorrow. So right now, while I'm here, I'm going to do the very best that I can. I'm going to live in joy. I'm going to walk in victory. I'm going to love on folks until he calls me home. He's got our, amen, he's got our best interest at heart when he made this day. As a matter of fact, he commands us. He says, rejoice and be glad in it. There should be an automatic response when you get up in the morning. There shouldn't be a second thought on your mind. When your eyes open up, whatever it is that you see, your eyes are open, amen? And that you ought to give God thanks and praise and be joyous. You open up your eyes and you look over and you see somebody you don't like anymore. You got to take that to the Lord. Amen. If that's the one he gave you, if that is the one he gave you, work that out.
Oh, yeah.
I said if. Now, don't y'all run the divorce court, but I'm just telling you what the Lord has for you is for you. Amen. When he says that we're fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelously made. And when he made us, he was making somebody for you.
Yeah.
Now, if you went out and picked the wrong one, don't get mad at God.
Right.
Yeah, that was quiet. An automatic response should be to rejoice. We don't have a choice when we wake up in the morning but to rejoice. See, because when they came for my funeral and I didn't die, every morning when I get up, I say, thank you, God. I really do, because I'm so grateful for it. You don't know. You just don't know. I am so glad to be amongst the land of the living. I don't care what the day brings. I don't care what folks say about me either, because you don't know my story. Amen. I know it, and I'm grateful for what God has done for me. Health and strength, I'll rejoice. He gives me a right mind, you should say, I will rejoice. If we have ears to hear, you should say, I will rejoice. If we have eyes to see, you should say, I will rejoice. If we have a tongue to talk, you should say, I will rejoice. Legs to walk, your house isn't burned down. There's food on your table, you got a little bit of money, you got a piece of a car, you ought to rejoice in that. This is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. David closes this passage the same way he opens it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Now, I was wondering, why does he say the same thing when he closes the scripture that he does when he opens it? And I asked the Lord about that. Now, you know, I hear folks say all the time, I asked the Lord and the Lord told me, I don't operate in that.
Come on.
I have yet to hear a loud, booming voice that says, oh, Tim, here is the answer to your question. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it doesn't happen to me. But I asked the Lord, why would he do that? And I prayed about it. And then as I was going through my day, something just hit me. And it made sense. The reason he says the same thing is because it's going to take the same thing.
Come on,
now, what does that mean? The same praise that God, that you gave through the storm and before the storm is the same praise that you need to give after the storm. Amen. The same praise you gave before you started having trouble in your way is the same praise that it's going to take after the trouble has passed. Come on, somebody. The same praise that it took you to get up is the same praise that's going to take you to get out of this. God is doing the same praise in good times as well as bad. The same praise is due because he's the same God today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and forevermore. Why are you sitting there? Talk to me this morning. You ought to get up on your feet and thank God that he doesn't change. He's always the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, he's never, ever going to change. Hey! I'm glad about it, because folks are funny. They're fickle. They'll upset you and get on your nerves. But God is always, he's always the same. And that is something to have joy about. After all that you have gone have joy.
Yeah.
I personally have had ups and downs. I've been up here. I've been down here. I've been right around here. But I still have joy. I've had weary days and sleepless nights. But I still have joy. I've had setbacks. But I still have joy. I have gone back. But I still have joy. I have setbacks. But I still have joy. And I've gotten some paybacks. But I still have joy. There's still joy in the Lord. When pain and suffering comes, there's still joy in the Lord. No matter what comes, joy in the Lord. And that joy is just for you. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? I get excited when I think about it. Joy in the Lord. Thank you. Now, hallelujah. Joy. We don't need to know what it is. We're just going to anoint you and we're going to pray with you and for you. If you are seeking membership, if the Lord has led you in this direction, to this place, tomorrow is not promised. If he has told you this is your home, come.
Yeah.
And we will receive you. The doors of the house are open. You may come at this time. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You may come as a candidate for baptism. You may come as a member. You may come for a renewing of your relationship. Whatever it is that you need, come. The altar is open. I'm going, cook, lamb, mama. And he said, wait, I'm just constantly amazed. And I'm constantly thankful about how good God is. And how faithful he has been. In spite of it all. And I just can't help but just say, Sometimes you just have to say,
Yeah.
All hearts and minds clear.
Yeah.
Let us look to the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance above you and give you peace and joy. Lord, be a all around us and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. But in case we don't meet again, we know that we will reunite at the feet of Jesus. But until then, as we raise our hands, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. Let the church say amen. Say it again. Say it again. Now give it some praise.